What's up, everyone? Today I'll be talking about Master of the Universe Revelations. This premiered on Netflix today. It's 5 episodes, since this is a part 1. So 5 episodes containing 24 minutes for each of the episodes. So it's pretty much easy to breeze through it, you know. Probably it's like 2 hours and a half of your time, you know, if you got that time. And it's pretty obvious that this is about He-Man. But not quite He-Man. I'm sure everybody heard about the bad reviews that had screener links from Netflix and people's investigation on thoughts about Kevin Smith talked too much about it, that this is more of a Teela show. Well, I'm going to spoil it for you guys. If you haven't seen it, don't listen to this podcast, but spoiler. Yeah, it's mainly more Teela. It's all Teela in the first 5 episodes. Part 2, we don't know what direction it's going to take, but I can tell you this. Characters are going to die. Characters that are going to die that you did not expect. But like I said, I'm going to spoil it. Teela, there was a war with Skeletor's army. While He-Man battled Skeletor, he kind of sacrificed himself to save magic. But guess what? It did not work out like that. Since magic been destroyed because Eternia needs magic, and Randolph is an asshole, yelling at Man at Arm because of what happened to Prince Adam, which is, of course, He-Man, which he just does not know about. Teela's getting sick and tired of the bullshit, pretty much, and saying, you know what? School magic, science is the way to go with the technology. And to fast forward, Teela gets an offer by this old witch lady with her partner to go after this artifact. And it kind of leads up to them going to the sorcerers, and you find out the truth that old witch lady is actually evil Lynn in disguise. And sorcerers wanted her help to go on a quest to bring magic back because the one sword of a He-Man sword has been divided, and she got to go on a quest to get those two swords back to be forged into one sword so Grayskull could get the magic back to revive Eternia. Now, the action I like, the animation I like, the voiceover I like. There's a few things that kind of like disappointed me, I gotta be honest with you. And there's deaths, you know. Like I said, you haven't seen this show, then don't listen to this podcast. Orko does die in this. Roboto, he dies in this because when he forging the sword, and he used to be the one to forge the sword, the explosion kind of knocked him out. And of course, Prince Adam, guess what? He does come back. And I think it was the 4th episode or the 5th episode, comes back to help Teela and the crew say, hey, I'm going to help bring Basket back to Eternia by saying the power of Grayskull, pretty much. Why did it turn out that way? As Prince Adam gets stabbed behind the back from Skeletor, who's hiding behind Evil Lynn Spectre all this time. And now, Skeletor, since power of Grayskull, he becomes that skeleton goddess, seeing the action figure line. Skelgar or something, I don't know, some shit like that. So now it comes to the point when what's going to happen in Master of the Universe Revelation Part 2 is Teela going to be the new He-Man now, and is Prince Adam's dead, or is Prince Adam's going to survive and pass the torch to Teela, or maybe it will be a He-Man show after Part 2 comes in. We don't know. Like I said, personally, there was some stuff I did not like, you know. I know the story is more grown. It was meant for, my kids could watch this too, but to be honest with you, it's more for the adults that grew up around it. There's some flashback scenes with Teela and He-Man that she tells her partner in crime, the stories that the adventures that her and He-Man had, which you can see like in the beginning. To be honest with you, in my level, like I said, there was some dislikes, but I personally liked it. And I know a lot of fanboys out there that's way obsessed with the series. Don't get me wrong, I'm obsessed with the series too. I collected a lot of these toys that you see in the new series, by the way. I grew up with all that toys and the vehicles also and the playset. Except for Grayskull, but I did have Snake Mountain though. It was like, wow, it was amazing like to see that. And I know a lot of people's hating on it. That's all I see on YouTube. People are bitching and bitching how bad this is. But they're not talking about the stuff that they like. This is not 100% bad, you know? And I know Kevin Smith did change it around. But honestly, I don't want it to be predictable. So if Teela's going to be the new He-Man, then you know what? I'm all for it. Fuck it. I'm all for it. You know? And if Kevin Smith has to put his name on it to revive He-Man, let it be. If he could do the same thing to Thundercats, Silverhawk, and especially like shows like Bionic Six, then let it be, man. I want it to happen. You know, bring these franchise to life in this era. You know, make it your own. And this Master of the Universe is supposed to be the sequel to the original, you know? But I think it's a good fit, in my opinion. And I know a lot of people are going to hate me saying that, but yo, I'm not going out as an obsessed fanboy crying about Master of the Universe Revelation, how they changed He-Man. And I know He-Man's name on it, and He-Man's is what sells the toy. But you see the documentary, originally it's supposed to be Master of the Universe, not He-Man. But, you know, kids could relate to the big logo, He-Man and the Master of the Universe, so it would make sense, right? To sell the toys. And let's be real, the new toys for Revelation is practically sold out because you go on YouTube, you see nothing but fucking adults buying these toys, not the kids. So what does that tell you about this generation? The old generation talking shit, pretty much. So, you know, take it as it is. You know, if you don't like Master of the Universe Revelation, if you don't want to count on your timeline, fine. Then go back to your 80s cartoon and watch that. Or go back to the, or watch the 2000, early 2000 He-Man that you like and that you accepted as Master of the Universe also. You know? So, what it is, man. But like me, see, I like Star Wars, like the new Star Wars, I don't like it. But you know what? I don't have to count it in my timeline. Because I already have the original that I grew up with, the real 1, 2, and 3, or what you call 4, 5, and 6. So, you know, like I say, you guys, you grown ups, man, you don't like this one. Like I say, just don't count on your timeline. Pretend it doesn't exist. And better yet, stop buying the fucking toys if you don't like this one. And don't even watch part 2 when it comes in. That's facts. That's facts, bro. That's factual. Truth hurts, man, being when it comes to the geek culture world. But anyway, peace out and see you later.